Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about introducing our new Mississippi State University Extension Dairy Specialist, Dr. Amanda Stone. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Amanda, and what brought you here, Amanda? So tell me first, what brought you to this position?
I grew up with horses, but didn't really have an interest in dairy farming or the dairy industry until I started my undergraduate degree. And I did an internship on a dairy farm just to kind of get some experience and learn about different areas that I could pursue a career in. And I probably wasn't even on the dairy for 2 days before I fell in love with the cows and knew this was what I wanted to do forever. So I pursued my graduate degrees at the University of Kentucky. And as I had the opportunity to work with some dairy producers there, I realized that I didn't just love working with cows. I love the producers too. And so my position here allows me to provide science-based information to help the producers here and find ways to achieve their own goals.
Well, that's really good to hear. Now, what do you think the dairy industry here in Mississippi has to offer that others don't offer?
So I think Mississippi is unique in that it's obviously hot here, so we have a longer growing season and are thus available to have more grass and more feed for our cows than maybe some northern states aren't as able to. We also have more land and more water than a lot of places, which gives us an advantage in raising cattle. We have a few producers here that have implemented some on-farm processing systems where they pasteurize and sell the milk directly from their farm or sell it to a grocery store individually and not through a cooperative. And that seems to be going well for them. That's not common everywhere in the U.S., so I think that's kind of a niche market that Mississippi has tapped into.
Where do you see the dairy industry going in the future?
I think we'll continue to progress as an industry towards using more technologies and using them more frequently to improve management. They're never, ever going to replace actual managers. We still need dairy producers who have cattle experience and know what's going on with their cows. But I think that these will give us an advantage in helping them figure things out maybe a little bit easier or a little better than what human senses are able to do. I think one thing that is true on most dairy farms, regardless of where you are, is that they're multi-generational. So if you visit a farm, you'll likely meet two or three generations, all of whom grew up on that farm and have all made dairying their career. So this is really great because it's these younger generations that can employ the newer technologies, and then the older generations bring more of that experience and the ingenuity to the table. So that combination is what keeps the dairy industry going.
If anyone is not a dairy farmer but is interested in learning more about dairy farming, where can they go for more information?
Of course, if you're interested in dairy farming, the best thing to do is buy dairy products to support your local dairy producers. Many people don't realize that when you buy milk from grocery stores, they actually are coming from local dairy producers, even if it doesn't have a specific name on it, like we talked about the on-farm processing. But if you're interested in learning more about local dairy farmers or milk and dairy products in general, you can visit the Southeast United Dairy Association's website at www.southeastdairy.org. They have information for all ages. They have videos of Mississippi farmers and other local farmers from the southeastern United States. They have activities for children too. So if you have kids, it's a great site for them to understand where milk comes from, not just the grocery store. And they have lots of great recipes and human nutrition tips too. We're working on updating the Mississippi State University's dairy webpage at extension.msstate.edu/dairy. So check back there for information on upcoming events and resources.
And are dairy farm tours available?
Yeah, we're always happy to give tours of Mississippi State's Beard and Dairy Research Center. If you contact myself or Kenneth Graves, our dairy farm manager, Kenneth's number is 662-418-7740. They like to educate the public about what they do. Everyone likes to talk about what they do, and they're no different. They like to meet their customers.
And Amanda, how can someone get in touch with you?
I'm always happy to help dairy producers with questions and would love to get in touch with anyone interested in getting involved in the dairy industry also. So please feel free to contact me. My office number is 662-325-8773, and my cell phone number is 662-769-9941, or you can email me at amanda.stone@msstate.edu.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Amanda Stone, Dairy Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.